Episode 011, how to become an expert on something without having a diploma or degree from school. Would it be possible? Well, stay tuned because it's coming up.
Welcome to Project Breakthrough, the only podcast for creative artists who wants to monetize their passion, travel the world, get paid while doing it, and make an incredible impact in the lives of others. This is your host, Miles Lacoste, and once again, welcome back, and it's time to Forge Your Lifestyle.
Welcome back, and I'm so excited that you are tuning in again in this episode. And you know, we are still talking and we are still in this episode called How to Create a Mass Movement and How to Create a Following for Your Own Business as an Expert. And I am so excited, guys, because we are really moving forward for this. We are already in episode 11 and it's fun. Although I'm still learning from this one, I'm still learning about new things, but I am learning and continuously learning, and then I am also sharing this to you. So before we get started, let me ask you this question. Do you really need to have a diploma or a certificate from school just for you to become an expert? So let me tell you this. When was it, like a couple of years ago? 10 years ago? No, 8 years ago, I was in a nursing school, and at that time I have a friend which is one batch ahead from me, and you know, they just graduated, and this friend of mine was one of the cum laude, or I'm not sure if he was cum laude or magna cum laude, but in short, he was like the top students in that class. So after he graduated, I asked him, like, oh, can you help me? I know you know a lot of this stuff. Can you help me to pass this? Because like at that time I was really struggling at school because I don't really like the nursing stuff, but I just did it because my mom wants me to do it. So in that time I was really like, you know, I'm just going to school and just sit there just to make my, you know, self physically present, but my mind was totally outside and was, you know, wandering around. I even slept in the school or in the classroom. So going back to my friend, when he graduated, I asked him to help me how to pass, you know, some of the subjects, because I was really struggling, especially those anatomy and all those nursing stuff, biology, which is really crazy. It's really hard, you know, if you are in nursing school, you know what I mean. So I really asked him to help me out so that I can pass this subjects. So I don't care if it's 75% or my grade will be 76, as long as it is in the passing grade, I'm good at it. So just to give you an idea, that friend of mine didn't finish school because he was a teacher. He finished school because of nursing. He finished school to become a nurse. He didn't finish school to become a teacher. But why did I ask him to help me out in this particular subject? Not because he's a teacher. Not because he really, you know, not because he really knows that subject. But because he went through the same process as I am going through right now. And that really, you know, position him as an expert in that field because he've been through all the things that I'm going through right now. That's why I ask and reach him out. So basically he just helped me out because like he's one of the smartest classmates I have, and every time he asks for something I just give him food. So you know, that's the edge there. So basically, you know, you need to provide value first in order for you to ask a favor in return to you, right? The point is, why do you need, or why you're doubting yourself if you've been through all those stuff? It means you walk the talk. It means you've been through what this person are going through right now. And that sets you from becoming, you know, a normal or average person to become an expert. He showed me the result, which is, you know, he just graduated as a magna cum laude. And Another thing, he went through the same process, okay? So don't let yourself stop you or hold you back, because we have this subconscious, we always have this shadow that keeps telling us, okay, don't do it. You're not an expert. Don't do it. Don't believe in yourself. We always have that shadow. And once we listen to that shadow, that's more powerful than a good shadow, which is, you know, always motivates you. Okay, keep doing this. I know you can do this. I know you can do that, right? I know you've been through these things or these situations. So don't let that thoughts hold you back from impacting more people. And this is just because it's just our thoughts. If you compete with other people, means you lose. But when you compete with yourself, when you win, it means that's a growth, okay? Always remember that. And that's how, just, you know, it's all about perspective. It's all about how you view yourself. It's all about how you value yourself and what are the things that you can bring on the table that will be valuable to the people that you want to impact their lives with, okay? So always remember that, okay? You don't need to know everything to become an expert. You just need to have one step ahead of them. You just need to be in that situation like a couple of years ago so that you can also teach, and you feel what it feels like to be in that position. It's just like putting yourself in the shoes of others. Once you know that stuff, once you know the feeling of being in that situation, then that sets you apart from the rest. That will make you as an expert in that field. So I hope you learned from this stuff, and I hope you don't create something that will hold you back from doing what you love, from doing the things that will impact more lives, from doing the things that will help more people from becoming an average or becoming from zero to become something hero. You have a message to share. You have the story to share. And that story is powerful enough to change someone's life. So I hope you learned something from this episode. And if you do, leave your comments down below and let me know what is your biggest takeaway, not just from this episode, but from all previous episode, and let me know what your thoughts about and what are the things that you're struggling with, so that we can maybe discuss it, find some solution so that you can break through that wall and, you know, have this success. I guess that's all for now, and I hope you learned something. Always check the description down below. Everything is laid out for you, and always check the resources, because that's where all the resources that will that complements to this topic right now, and where you can also discover more of, you know, how to unleash your potential as an expert and how you can leverage those expertise and change other people's lives. So without further ado, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you, or, you know, I'll hear you in the next episode. Ciao for now. Okay guys, that's it for this episode. Let me know what your thoughts about this episode by leaving a comment down below, or leave me a review, and also tag me on Instagram or send me a direct message if you have any questions, and also if this message was helpful to you. And lastly, share this to people who you think would benefit from this podcast. Thank you so much guys, and I love you all. So always remember this: do more what makes you awesome and full.